Yeah, right then. I don't know if this is... there's any need to say this, but it seems to me, so forgive me if my vision is imperfect, there is a need. These new media are just phenomenal. They offer us such opportunities to spread Krishna consciousness and transcendental knowledge far and wide at very low cost, that I think that the Swamis and the old preachers, I mean, I'm talking to guys of my, Prabhus of my own generation, to be there, having channels on YouTube, giving, you know, nicely produced daily lectures or whatever. And there is no limit to how creative and professionally developed one can be in order to attract a larger audience. Because that, just as with everything else, includes the simple fact that the better you are at telling a story, the better you are at capturing an audience, which is the crux of the biscuit today, which is really what it's all about today. But when I see some this Swami, that Swami here on social media or YouTube, there is this, you find their names on Facebook, but then you look at their groups or pages, they are often not present there themselves, but there are disciples who put quotes, take videos, this and that, and do things for them. Like, maybe they don't have time because they're busy doing the other things, but I think this is what it's all about, being out there on the... standing on the barricades and preaching Krishna consciousness personally, not by some proxy. While sitting in one's room or offices and being in meetings and doing all kinds of functions. And some they like to speak, some they do bhajan, but then do bhajan out there. Real time, streaming live, whatever reality we want to see, the real you present. And that's the thing with this modern media, you can be there real time, live. And this gives a different feeling of presence and closeness, and you can really reach out and preach, as we used to call it. I don't like the word, but anyway. Spread Krishna consciousness. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to do, although I'm not one of those big names.